Yes, I spent some time over the weekend calling bingo, and it was so much fun at the American Legion in Lake Mills, helping out our veterans, and it's just a really good feeling because then the American Legion also helps out the community in return, which is so cool, and people came out even in a blizzard. This was my first time ever being near bingo like this.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to play and be part of it. Now I understand why people get into it.
You can win some money.
You can win some money.
People that are very serious about their bingo.
Yes, they are. I met one of them. Her name's Shelly, and she's been going there for years. So I had to ask her, as a newbie, what do I need to know? Now, this is my first time ever being near bingo. Shelly, how many years have you been coming and playing bingo?
I've been playing bingo for 36 years.
What? What got you into it?
My mother got me started a long time ago. The VFW in West Bend, my dad used to run it, and he would call. And myself, my mother, and her mother, all three of us would go, and we would play.
And you brought out some Lucky Charms from your 36 years of doing bingo. You got to have something on your table. Tell me about this.
They're all moose. I'm a big fan of moose, so that's what they are. And they've come from all over, and I've had them for a long time.
Okay. Who's your favorite?
The favorite moose?
Yes.
Oh, probably my very first one. This is mooseltoe.
What?
It was a Beanie Baby mooseltoe. It was like Christmas colors.
How many did she have with her?
She had eight. It looked like about eight moose.
Yeah, carrying all that in a tote bag, plus the daubers and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's so funny seeing everybody bring out these little sound effects. Like, everyone had these little clappers for G49. I'm like, what's G49? What's the story behind that?
G, you're 49, but you don't look a day over 48. What's
that? Someone said the story behind it, that was the first number ever called in the first game of bingo. So they bring it out as like a little lucky charm. And then one guy had a whistle whenever a number 22 was called.
What's that mean?
I think his favorite number is 22. Same for a woman with number 11. She just loves the number 11. But then the only sound that was, I was waiting for 069. And my husband even texted me like, did you call 069 yet? Typical 12-year-old guy joke.
The youngest
18-year-old kid that was there, that was a dude with his brother, they giggled every time I would call it.
Well, of course they did. Bingo is not known for its comedy, and they're not there for your jokes. I bet you, did they introduce you as Steph from today's Q106?
They did.
I guarantee you that half that crowd under their breath went, oh, great. Here's someone who's going to try to joke around. Just call the numbers, lady.
I did just call the numbers, but I did want a little bit more hoot and holler after somebody got bingo. I'm like, come on. There's only 10 times you can win today. Give it up for Linda winning $24. No, my mother-in-law won. Woohoo!
Oh, wait a minute. You want a mother-in-law won after? Oh, there's an investigation now. Something's going on.